Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into a fascinating story from the Bible about Jesus healing a blind man. This incredible narrative not only showcases a miraculous event, but also offers profound lessons about faith and how we perceive the world around us. Today's Bible verses are from Mark chapter 8, verses 23 to 25. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on him and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, he replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on his eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. That's Mark chapter 8, verses 23 to 25.
Let's dive into this remarkable encounter between Jesus and a blind man. Picture this scene. Jesus, known for his compassion and miraculous healings, meets a man who has never seen the world around him. Can you imagine the anticipation, the hope, and perhaps even the nervousness that must have been coursing through this blind man's veins? Jesus doesn't immediately heal him on the spot. Instead, he takes the blind man by the hand and leads him outside the village. This simple act of leading him away from the crowd shows Jesus' personal care and attention. It's a moment of intimacy, where Jesus is about to change this man's life forever. As they stand there, away from prying eyes, the blind man must have been filled with a mixture of excitement and uncertainty. What was Jesus going to do? How would this encounter unfold? Little did he know, he was about to experience a miracle that would not only restore his sight, but also teach us all a profound lesson about faith and perception. Now let's dive into Jesus' first attempt to heal the blind man. It's fascinating to note the unusual method he employs. The Bible tells us that Jesus puts spittle on the man's eyes and lays his hands on him. This unconventional approach might seem strange to us today, but it shows Jesus' willingness to engage intimately with those he's healing. After this initial action, Jesus asks the blind man a crucial question. "Do you see anything?" The man's response is both encouraging and puzzling. He says, "I see people looking like trees and walking." This partial recovery of sight is intriguing. The man can perceive movement and shapes, but his vision isn't yet clear or complete. This partial healing could symbolize our own spiritual journey. Often, our understanding and perception of God and his work in our lives comes gradually. We might start with a blurry or incomplete picture, much like the blind man's initial experience. This reminds us that spiritual growth and understanding can be a process, requiring patience and persistence. After the partial healing, Jesus doesn't give up. He lays his hands on the man's eyes a second time, and this time something extraordinary happens. The blind man's sight is completely restored. He can see everything clearly and distinctly. This two-step healing process is intriguing and holds significant meaning for us. It shows us that sometimes our journey to wholeness isn't instantaneous. Just like the blind man's healing, our own growth and transformation can be a gradual process. It requires patience, persistence, and continued faith. This story also reminds us that Jesus is committed to our complete restoration. He doesn't stop at partial healing, but continues his work until we are fully restored. It's a beautiful picture of his dedication to our well-being and his desire for us to experience life in its fullness. Now let's delve into the deeper spiritual meaning behind this remarkable story. It's not just about a physical healing, as incredible as that is. Jesus is teaching us a profound lesson about faith, trust, and our relationship with God. The two-step healing process is symbolic of our own spiritual journey. Sometimes our understanding of God and our faith doesn't come all at once. It's a process that requires patience and persistence. Just like the blind man needed a second touch from Jesus to see clearly, we too might need repeated encounters with God's grace to fully grasp his love and power. This story encourages us to come to Jesus with faith, knowing and believing in his power, goodness, and love. It reminds us that even when we don't see immediate results, we should trust in God's timing and methods. Our faith grows as we reflect on stories like these, seeing how Jesus consistently displayed the power, goodness, and love of God in his actions. Whether we experience miraculous healing in our own lives or not, this narrative strengthens our faith by showing us the character of Jesus. It teaches us to trust in his wisdom and timing, even when we don't fully understand his ways. Now let's take a moment to consider how this story challenges us to see others as God sees them. Just as Jesus restored the blind man's sight, we too are called to open our eyes to the true nature of those around us. Every person we encounter, regardless of their appearance or circumstances, carries within them the divine image of God. This story reminds us to look beyond the surface and recognize the inherent beauty and dignity in each individual. When we start to see others through this lens, it transforms our interactions. We become more compassionate, patient, and understanding. We begin to treat everyone with the respect and kindness they deserve as bearers of God's image. This perspective shift can have a profound impact on our relationships, our communities, and even our society as a whole. It encourages us to reach out to those who are often overlooked or marginalized to see their worth and potential.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the powerful story of Jesus' healing touch and the lessons it teaches us. Just as the blind man trusted in Jesus, help us to trust in your timing and methods, even when we don't fully understand. We pray for patience in our spiritual journey, knowing that growth often comes in stages. Open our eyes, Lord, to see others as you see them, with love, dignity, and inherent worth. May we treat those around us with the same compassion and kindness that Jesus showed. Strengthen our faith and guide us to walk in your light each day. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we go about our daily lives, let's challenge ourselves to see others as God sees them. Let's strive to recognize the unique value in every person we meet, treating them with the love and respect that reflects God's view of his creation. As we conclude our exploration of this powerful story, let's reflect on its key lessons. We've seen how Jesus' two-step healing process teaches us about faith, trust, and spiritual growth. It reminds us that our journey with God is often gradual, requiring patience and persistence. More importantly, it challenges us to see others as God sees them, with love, dignity, and inherent worth. I encourage you to take these insights into your daily life. How can you cultivate a deeper faith? In what ways can you look at others with God's perspective? Let these questions guide you as you rise and walk in your spiritual journey. Goodbye, friends.